When I was back in Illinois recently celebrating Thanksgiving with my family, I decided to brave the crowds on Black Friday and to do a little shopping. I picked up a few new shirts, and I noticed that the bag the clerk put them in was bright red and had one word on it, the word Believe. Macy's is sponsoring its annual Believe campaign with the Make-A-Wish Foundation by donating $1 for every letter they receive for Santa Claus, up to $1 million. I haven't written a letter to Santa Claus in a long time, but I hope they get a million letters so that some wishes can come true. As I made my way back home here to Kansas, thinking about Advent and all that Advent points to and leads us to as Christians, culminating in the celebration of Christmas, I thought about that one word, believe. It really all comes down to faith. Faith not in Santa Claus, not in material wishes and desires, but faith in the power of God to restore all things in Christ. This faith leads to living a life of hope and love. This is my prayer for each of you in these last days of Advent and during Christmas, as well as the new year soon to dawn upon us, that we might have greater faith in God, and that faith will change hearts, not only for our own, but indeed all those who know us. Friends in Christ, this fourth Sunday of Advent is also a time when, as your bishop, I have the opportunity to encourage you to consider a gift to the Christmas Call to Sharing campaign in the Diocese of Wichita, which helps me provide for the material needs of our retired priests and for the formation of our seminarians. Our priests who have served many years deserve a good retirement. As a diocese, we are grateful to our priests who have worked so hard to help many people strengthen their faith and to live by it. One sign of gratitude we can all make is to give generously to this cause. We are also blessed with numerous seminarians now discerning a vocation to the priesthood in our diocese. Their formation is very important, but it is long and costly. Will you help me to provide the resources for these two worthy causes, the retirement benefit for our priests, and the formation of future priests? In today's gospel, Elizabeth said to Mary, "Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." Mary's faith changed the world. Mary, who is full of grace and blessed among all women, gave her motherhood to God's Son. I pray that Mary's faith will inspire us to live so generously. I pray that your faith today will inspire you to make a gift to the Christmas Call to Sharing, so that we can express our gratitude to the retired priests who, like Mary, offered their lives in the service of her Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, as well as for the formation of our seminarians, many of whom we pray will one day serve among us as priests. Thank you for all you do and for your many gifts. God bless you always.